There's a beautiful incident that happened in the time of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, when he was the Khalifa at the time. There was a very pious person, and he used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and abundantly. And Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, he was impressed by this person, that he was such a pious person. He used to see him, he used to come to the masjid, and he'd read his namaz with full concentration and take his time. And Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq was very, very impressed with him. But every day that he would go to the masjid, there would be a woman on the route that would try to invite him, try and call him towards him. But every day he would walk past this woman, he would pay no attention to her. But one day, the whispers of shaitan, and the whispers, you see, the whispers of shaitan, they don't finish. They don't say, okay, I've tried him once, I've tried him twice, I've tried him three times, okay, he's not listening, he's not listening, he's not listening to my whispers, I'll give up and I'll move on. No, this will continue. This will continue. And one day what happened was, eventually, the shaitanic whispers, he listened to them. And he went towards this woman. And as soon as he went towards this woman, he approached this woman, and as he got close to her, he remembered the ayat of the Quran, in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed, those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever a temptation from the devil touches them, they become alert, and at that very moment, their eyes open up. Allahu Akbar. As soon as he heard this ayat, he trembled in fear and he collapsed. He collapsed on the ground and he was unconscious. Now his father was waiting for him at home. And after the expected time, with the time that he'd expected normally, he would go read his namaz, he'd come back. After that time had elapsed and he did not come, his father got worried and wanted to find out where he was. And they went out and found him, that he was on the ground and he'd collapsed. He was unconscious. So with a group of people, they gathered him and brought him home. And when they brought him home, they waited for him to remain consciousness. And when he regained consciousness, he spoke to them to explain the situation. And when he explained the situation of exactly what had happened, and when he recalled the ayat again the second time, and he recited the ayat, he screamed. He screamed and he let out a huge breath, and he passed away. He passed away in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It is said that the arrangements for ghusl were made that same night. And in the morning, when Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu was made aware of this, he went to his father to console him. And he said to him that, why did you not inform me that he had passed away? And they said that, you know, you were resting and we didn't feel it appropriate to do so. And so Sayyidina Hazrat